Scott, what a good first day for you all round.
Yeah, really enjoyable day. More importantly, I think we're in a decent position at the end there. Nice to get a couple of wickets. So, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
191. It seemed to be sort of a couple of sessions where the sun was out in the morning and then the afternoon with the cloud over, it seemed a bit harder batting.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we were well aware of that going into today. Knew that there'd be times where the lights would be on and times where it would do more than others. And I think that was certainly the case. Speaking to the batters early on, they said it was fairly slow at the start, and then sort of as the innings progressed, it sort of quickened up a bit. I thought that was the case towards the end as well.
Good runs from Joe Weatherly and Ian Holland at the top of the order, but you're 38 down the order when things were tough. Very important to get your innings to get to 191.
Yeah, full credit to Joe. I think he's been outstanding all year. You know, he's really, really come on a long way and shown the quality he has, and obviously Dutchie to go back up to the top of the order, I think that's never easy, and again shows the quality he had. So to be, I think it was 69 for none, that partnership was massive for us, and then wobbled a bit in the middle. And, you know, we spoke about quick wickets can happen here. I think we sort of proved that at the end there. You know, you get one, you normally get two, and all the cliches that go with it. But yeah, nice to contribute at the end there. So yeah.
We'll talk about your wicket in a moment, but how did you feel batting out there?
Yeah, it's a strange one, because obviously you've not got much to go on in first class cricket. Obviously a few bowlers I never faced before. Darren Stevens was 24 when I was even born, so you know it's a bit difficult with things like that. But you know, it just sort of, I think you almost come in, I spoke to Jimmy earlier, you come in with no baggage, and I think that really helps, and it's experience I can call on later on down the line, hopefully.
Because the ball was moving around while you were out there, so you need a lot of concentration.
Yeah, it did a bit, and I think it was, you know, it was, we were pretty certain that you're going to play and miss quite a fair bit, and we were quite happy with that. You know, there was balls that, you know, certainly were too good for me. So it's just about keeping out the good ones, appreciating that one might have your name on, but picking up as many runs as we could. So, yeah.
Two important Kent wickets at the end. One of those was yours, your first-class wicket. Jordan Cox, big one to get because he got a double 100 earlier.
No, Coxie really well. Obviously, he spent the winter with him, so it's nice to get one over on him in that sense. But I'm sure, you know, he showed the week before he's got a long career ahead of him. I'm sure there'll be plenty of occasions where he'll have the wood over me. But, yeah, again, credit to Dutchie. You know, his game this year's gone up another level, not just with the bat, but also the ball. You know, that 6-4 he took at Surrey was high class. So yeah, again, big wicket to get Bill Drummond at the end there, and if we can get a few early ones tomorrow, that'd be nice.
What's it feel like getting your first class wicket? Because I guess in 20 years time, when you can tell everybody, it's a proper wicket, wasn't it? Yeah, caught first slip.
Yeah. It's strange. I don't think it's really sunk in just yet, but obviously just nice to sort of tick that one off, and hopefully that will set me off running for future overs to come. But I'm sure there'll be plenty more hard days ahead.
Is this a close game, it was suggested at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously that we've done well to get up to 190, but I think there's plenty in the wicket. It's a good cricket wicket. The boundary that side is not massive, so I think there's value for runs as well. So I'm sure this will be a close game if we can stay in it for as long as possible.
Your teammates at Pooltown Cricket Club will have endured your runs and wicket today.
Yeah, it's been really nice to have their support and their backing, and you know, they were brilliant for me growing up, allowed me the chance to, you know, bat and bowl, and to be on this stage now, it shows I've come quite a long way in that sense. But yeah, it's great to have that support from them.